A few weeks ago, we started taking nominations for our annual Power H Impact Award. We received hundreds of nominations from students and parents, staff and community of Holland Public School staff members who have a passion for providing opportunities for all students in the district. We narrowed down those nominations to three staff members from each building and our support staff. Those 21 staff members received a $500 prize. Over the last few weeks now, we've been announcing the finalists for the Impact Award from each of the buildings, and each of them are receiving a $1,000 prize. I want to take a few minutes to introduce you to each of those finalists. Then I'm going to tell you how you can vote for the one staff member who will receive a $5,000 cash prize later on this month. The first finalist is Jordy Fuentes. He is a physical therapist for the district and is the finalist for the Impact Award from among our support staff.
What an unexpected recognition. After 25 years working with kids with special needs, mentally and even physically, kids in the district, because they had a lot of extra challenges that they rise to the occasion, and always working with me one-on-one, they have given me so much. I had never seen refusals, or they're always trying to do the cope the best. To learn to ride a bike, jump, or even walk, they always are there for me, and that humbles me, and I hope this is just a recognition of them, because we have a great community here at Holland Public, and these kids deserve the best, so I'm very privileged to be here.
Up next is Holland High School's Carl Van Fossen.
When you talk to other chemistry teachers and physics teachers and math teachers, sometimes those subjects are very difficult for students, and also sometimes they can see that as like, oh, this teacher's trying to be mean or make it so hard and stuff like that. So I've really learned over my years that part of my job is to teach my subject, and I enjoy that, but I kind of think of it as like, that's the paint from which I make the painting, which is the kid. And so we spend a lot of time talking about how do we deal with challenge, or if we're struggling a little bit, what are some things that we can do to kind of get ourselves back to where we need to be, which, whether they're going to be a chemist or not, I hope are like useful life skills for them that translate to other areas.
Joy Coyer is a third grade teacher from West Elementary.
It's validating that all the hard work that I do put into it, that it is making a difference. I've always loved teaching third grade, but I wanted to prepare these kids to be lifelong learners. And I feel like teaching third grade for 28 years, that has been a goal of mine, to encourage them to go beyond what I'm just teaching them in the classroom. And I think just going at it from a fun way helps them to cement the things that we've been learning about in the classroom, and helps them to go above and beyond and learn more about those skills.
Kyle Krebs is a teacher from Holland Middle School.
Yeah, it's an honor to be nominated. I feel very grateful. I was very surprised to see my name in that email, but very appreciative, and just grateful to be able to do what I do, especially do it with HPS. I look forward to coming to work every day, and am excited to keep helping kids.
Tanya Rodriguez teaches third grade at Holland Language Academy.
Well, I'm feeling very honored. This is an honor for me. I'm just doing my passion. What's my passion is my heart, to work with the students. I love them and make a huge connection with them. And also, this is a compromiso for me to do better, to serve them better.
The finalist from Jefferson Elementary is a kindergarten teacher, Mary Wilcox.
That makes my heart happy. I strive every single day to make every one of my kiddos feel loved, accepted, and just to know that they have a place here and in our classroom and in our community. And so I really strive to make every kiddo feel special every single day. Teaching kindergarten, we start them out at the very beginning of their school career, and I make it a goal that I am setting that tone for the next 13 years of their education to help provide experiences and memories that they're going to remember forever and build that positive experience from day one of their school environment. And so just being able to be that loving person for them is really what I strive for every single day.
Finally, the secretary at Holland Heights is Diana Sandoval Dominguez. She's the building finalist for the Power H Impact Award.
It was an honor for me to be nominated, and I love serving my community, so I guess that shows. It's a team effort that we have here, and I love that about Holland Heights and about our staff, that we are a team. We can't do it by ourselves.
As I said, one of these dedicated staff members will win a $5,000 cash prize that was given to us by local community members, anonymous donors, and the Holland Educational Foundation. Now, you can cast your vote for the one you think is most deserving by sharing, commenting, or liking on the video story about that individual on Holland Public Schools' social media pages like Facebook and Twitter. You can also see those same video stories on our website and make your vote right there by liking the video. You can find the videos and more about the Power H Impact Award on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.